between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's the battle. That is the beginning of the war. If you go down to verse 22, after the curse and all that stuff, verse 22, and the Lord God said, behold, man has become as one of us, to know good and evil, unless he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat forever. Therefore the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So we got locked out of the Garden of Eden. We got thrown out. We've been forever trying to reestablish a Garden of Eden, wondering why it doesn't work. Because the Garden of Eden that we would create would not have a tree of knowledge of good and evil in it. Absolutely would not have. If it did have, it would be under lock and key. It would be guarded. It would be whatever. And so we don't understand what God was actually up to. We don't understand the magnitude of what he did. The motif of substitutionary atonement says that Jesus died as a substitute for our sins. And yes, he did. But I'm here to tell you, it was much more than that. When Jesus from the cross said, it is finished, it rang through heaven and through earth. And there was chains that started to break in a world that we don't know for sure exists. In the old covenant, there was a separation from the pagan world. They were absolutely not supposed to touch this stuff. They were supposed to have nothing to do with it. As I told you in Jericho, then the New Testament comes, and what does it say? He says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How many times was that said? That was said over and over and over again. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that when heaven started? Or is that when the power of heaven came to the earth? And what we're asked to live into now on the earth is to defeat the works of darkness in the earth. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can prove what is the will of God, what is the good and perfect, which is the good, acceptable, and perfect. But the big one is in John chapter 17. And if you ever, in my country, a couple years ago, we had a scandal where it became publicly known that the National Security Association was able to listen to all of our phone calls and record them, all of them. And this was a big scandal. They were able to sort through them under the excuse of trying to control terrorism. Well, that wasn't okay, because we have rights and we have freedoms and we have whatever else. Suppose that you could record a conversation between Jesus and God. Well, the high priestly prayer in John 17 is just that. It's a recorded conversation between Jesus and God, and it comes at the end of Jesus' life. And what he says is, I'm going to ask that you protect these people. I'm not going to ask that you take them out of the world, but I'm going to ask that you protect them in the world. I'm not trying to tear, I'm aware that some people could understand me wrong here when I'm saying this. I'm not trying to tear down some culture here. That's not at all what I'm trying to do. I want us to understand that we are called. not only to have bonfires, but to be the fire that Satan trembles. That they're afraid. I haven't yet told you how to get there. I plan to tell you how to get there. But I want us to be that. So now, what is the difference between the two kingdoms? The kingdoms, the difference between the two kingdoms are this. They're in the secrets of the kingdoms. So there are secret societies throughout the world. In secret societies, they do untold evil things. They do curses, they do this, they do that. They are the brains on the earth behind the evil that you see in the world. Much of the evil that's happening in the world is actually directed by people who are in connection with the principalities, if you will. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. These things are actually true, okay? And these are only in the lower levels of the evil that I'm aware of, okay? But they keep those things secret. They're absolutely secret. Our presidents have all been members of the dark side. We thought that President Bush was a Christian. And he professed to be one. And then we found out that he was a three-generation member of the Skull and Bones, which is a secret society that is so secret that you won't find anything out about it.